Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What will the checks be on this president if he is reelected?
Let's not even contemplate that. Civilization as we know it today is at stake in the next election, and certainly our planet.
We're all gonna die!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This is a very sad time for our country. There's no joy in this.
This is no cause for any joy. This is a very sad time for our country.
So in any case, it's a pretty exciting to have the role, to be here at this time. You cannot violate the Constitution in full view.
Are you having a stroke?
Would also have to testify if there's some sort of deal cut. Would you be willing to do so?
Can we not have any more questions about impeachment?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Fighting words, Joe Biden faces off with a voter.
Damn near as old as I am. I'm too old. I'm 83, and I know damn well I don't have the mental faculties I did when I was 30 years old.
Pacing the floor like a prize fighter, Joe Biden punched back.
If you want to check my shape on, let's do push-ups together here, man.
I think you're better than me, huh?
He isn't used to work out with Charles Atlas in the 50s.
1850s?
Yeah, that's it. It's go time.
Unchained and unstoppable.
266,000 new jobs. This blows away expectations.
This is the best number I've ever seen in my life. In the end, the Chinese are going to have to put jobs here. The president can walk away from the table with this number.
The Democrats, it was probably a good move to do this whole impeachment stuff, because if they had to talk about the economy and didn't have the impeachment to talk about, they really want to focus on impeachment for the next couple of weeks, I would say.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're going to take the police blotter facts Friday into extra innings here this evening, because we didn't do it last week, and I got a few more to do, only three more, and then we'll get on to breaking news. It's Friday evening, so we have a news dump, this time from the fake Indian. She's apologizing again. Let me just quote the words of that famous country song, "Don't Tell Me You're Sorry." I know how sorry you are, fake Indian. All right. Try not, what I'm about to say, destroy your faith in the integrity of the hip-hop movement in the United States. A Miami rapper sucker punched a dad in front of his young son during a confrontation at a family arcade in Florida, authorities said. ABGM Spitta. You familiar with him?
Oh, yeah. I've got all his albums.
ABGM Spitta, also known as Courtney Paul Wilson, was arrested on charges of aggravated battery causing bodily harm. Surveillance camera captured the aspiring rapper punching the man at Off the Wall, a trampoline park and arcade in Davie. The man fell to the ground and was unconscious for a short time. ABGM Spitta had accused the victim of taking his game card, which he'd been left in a machine, and putting it in his pocket. Has he set up his GoFundMe page yet? ABGM Spitta.
All right. Free my boy.
This was a hell of a story. This is a great picture of this woman in the New York Post. She's definitely not guilty. Wedding photographer arrested for having sex with guest urinating on tree. This was in Texas. A wedding photographer who moonlights as a swimsuit model was arrested Saturday after having sex with a male guest and then urinating on a nearby tree.
Name, please. I need a name.
Catherine Lee Mehta. M-E-H-T-A. Look it up, Taylor. You're going to be very impressed. 26, was arrested at the Spring Events venue in Weatherford, which is 30 miles west of Fort Worth. After an off-duty sheriff's deputy working as a security guard was alerted to Mehta having sex with a guest in a room. A sheriff's official said Mehta was confronted about the tryst and told her she had to leave, but she went out to a nearby fountain and began to yell. And then she pulled down her, well, you know what she did. Y'all families will be dead by Christmas, the beauty told deputies. Y'all daughters are dead. My dad is going to find out about this, and y'all are bleeping dead. D-E-A-D.
I don't care. I don't care what she says. Her pictures completely vindicate her.
She had she had some prescription antidepressants, and she said she mixed the drug with alcohol, which can lead to dangerous side effects. And she claims that someone slipped her a Mickey. She was yelling, trying to get help, and things turned around in a negative way. Okay, look her up though. You'll be impressed with her, Catherine Lee Mehta. All right, my last police blotter facts Friday of the day. 508 says, do as many blotters as you want. I don't need to do any more blotters. I, you know, got to go home tonight. I can't do any blotters. This isn't the 60s, you know. Okay, this is from, this is Kansas. A Kansas man was busted for driving a stolen Chevy SUV to a local jail to bail out his brother, who was being held for driving a stolen Chevy SUV. That's pretty funny. He was arrested in Topeka early last Friday for this Black Friday for driving a 2007 Trailblazer with a suspended license. This guy's name was Eric Dean McCracken, 36. A few hours later, his younger brother, Keith Roy McCracken, 32, was also arrested after a short chase with police tracking the GPS of a stolen 2015 Silverado. The family that steals SUVs together ends up in jail.
Makes it easier for the cops. Just switch out the holding cell. You know, take this one out, put this one in. Nice and simple.
978 says that Mehta story was from November of last year. Well, I missed it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
How we gave up a good name and some really good pictures.
The New York Post was right on top of that story, as you well might imagine. Okay, so here it is. Bernie is looking a little shaky, looking more than a little shaky. Pete Buttigieg is looking a lot shaky, even though he's rising in the polls where everybody else is tumbling down. And, of course, Joe Biden, you know what he's been up to. So Elizabeth Warren says she's going to put, I guess she decided to put some more, yet more distance between herself and her ethnic fraud. So she has released, where did she release this statement today? Or is this was this at a rally? Was she asked about it?
She was at a bowling alley.
A bowling alley?
Yeah.
Was she bowling candle pens for cash? No.
I don't know. I see probably
10 pens.
I see a Boston Bruins logo on the wall of the bowling alley. I don't know if this is local or not.
Maybe it's New Hampshire. Biden's in New Hampshire this weekend. Maybe she's in New Hampshire.
Biden's not in New Hampshire yet. He's headed there. He's still in Iowa.
Oh, but, really? With that story I read earlier about what he was saying today, said he was in New Hampshire.
I don't think so. He had the IA4 Biden sign in back of him, and I doubt they'd have that in New Hampshire.
No, probably not. Okay, so she's probably back in New England. So anyway, what did she say?
But even so, I shouldn't have done it. I am not a person of color. I am not a citizen of a tribe. And I have apologized for confusion I've caused.
Confusion.
On tribal citizenship, tribal sovereignty, and for any harm.
I mean, that's the first time I've heard her say, I shouldn't have done it. But then she fogs up the whole apology with, I'm sorry for the confusion I've made.
I know. It's that same mealy-mouthed speech that Bill Clinton did during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Mistakes were made. You made the mistakes. You caused the confusion. And incidentally, I have less confusion about tribal citizenship than I did. I never knew anything about those cards from the Bureau of Indian Affairs until this whole scandal erupted. Now I understand. And, you know, if she really wants to clear up the confusion, Taylor, there's only one way to do it. And that would be to release her employment applications at Harvard University and the University of Pennsylvania Law Schools, the two Ivy League law schools that she suddenly got to when she was almost 40 years old. She was just knocking around in sort of the tank towns of academia. I guess UT Austin is not really but it's a second tier school. I mean, I think that's legitimate. That's not a knock. It's just, it's not Ivy League. And she was an instructor. I don't think she had tenure. All of a sudden, she starts checking the box, and presto change-o, she has tenure in the Ivy League. How did this happen? And I'll bet, have you got the whole quote, the whole sound cut? I'll bet she's saying, well, you know, it never got me a job. We don't know if it ever got her a job. All she's going by is what the Globe discovered, but the Globe also said she was only 1/32nd Indian. The Globe is running interference for her. So do we have the entire sound cut, or is that all you got?
I just have that 20 seconds for now.
That 20 seconds. Well, okay, we'll look for more as we come back. 844-500-4242. Can we get a spelling? I can't find the woman. Mehta, M-E-H-T-A. And Bruce from the Met says, Howie, you and Taylor are crazy. She's definitely guilty. No. Bruce, you're looking at the wrong picture.
Yeah,
you've got to look at her swimsuit picture,
she
Bruce.
Can do anything she wants.
There were people posting under the picture, you know, I hate going to weddings, but I've changed my mind. If she's going to be the photographer at the wedding, I'm going to any wedding I'm invited to.
How do we hire her? Is her website still up?
Yeah. You know, someone's
she obviously out, does those boudoir shoots.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, let's move on to the fake Indian. I didn't hear an apology there, Taylor. And neither did a lot of the texters. Where was the apology?
She says, I'm sorry for the confusion I've caused.
She committed ethnic fraud. I want to hear her say, I committed ethnic fraud. I should be retired from a second tier law school down in Texas. I shouldn't have claimed to be a woman of color. I stopped at least two persons of color from getting jobs that they were entitled to under affirmative action laws. I am a fraudster.
Even so, I shouldn't have done it. I am not a person of color. I am not a citizen of a tribe. And I have apologized for confusion I've caused on tribal citizenship, tribal sovereignty, and for any harm that I've caused. But,
Yeah. Okay, we'll look for more. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with your calls. What do you think of her apology? We may talk about the Latin Kings arrests yesterday. And there's a judge, a state judge, who's actually been named in the information as basically mollycoddling these people. I'll give you some background on Judge Mark Howell. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Grew up in Oklahoma, and my three older brothers and I learned about our family. Same way most people do, from our mom and from our dad. My family's very important to me, and that's why many years ago, I sometimes identified as Native American. Boston Globe did a big investigation about this, been about a year and a half ago. Never had anything to do with any job I ever got or any benefit. Even so, I shouldn't have done it.
Given your record of lying, there's only one way to straighten this out. You have to release your employment applications to the University of Pennsylvania and Harvard University. What's so difficult about that? I mean, you've been cleared by the Boston Globe. So, you know, the Boston Globe, which said you were 1/32nd Indian when you really weren't. They made it up. Boston Globe, the paper of Kevin Cullen and Mike Barnicle and Patricia Smith and Jason Blair. Are we to believe the Boston Globe? I think not. 844-500-42. Oh boy. All right. We're going to look for more on that. I don't know how much she really advanced the ball with that statement today. Although I guess, you know, again, it's Friday night, so I guess she was trying to, but I don't think it really matters all that much. Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beets. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the IG's report on the origins of the Russian hoax be a bombshell or a disappointment?
I think it will be a disappointment. I hope I'm wrong. And, you know, some people say it is going to be a bombshell, including the president of the United States. But I'm voting with my brain and not my heart.
79% say it's going to be a disappointment.
All right.
By the way, Howie, did we receive an invite to the White House Christmas party this year?
No, I don't think we did.
It's going on right now.
It's going on. They have a number of them.
Oh, okay.
It could be that Grace and I are just going to get one of the more exclusive events.
Or they didn't get your change of address.
That's possible as well. Although most people got my change of address. Visa and MasterCard got my change of address. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie. With all this nonsense going on, Brian Williams told me that Crazy Cat and Chief Wild Eagle said that they lived in the same town in Oklahoma as Elizabeth Warren. So that's one thing, Howie. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, how about Botox face standing there with all the Betsy Rosses behind her, but yet all the ringed, wet armpits raising their arms in the air about free health care, and there wasn't one flag at the Democratic? Come on.
I know. We should play some of the Pelosi sound cuts from last night. I mean, she was incoherent, and she's taking questions from Jake Tapper, who's a paid operative of the Clinton crime family. He used to work for Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law, and that woman was married to Chelsea Clinton's father-in-law, He was also a congressman, as was the mother-in-law, and he went to prison for bank fraud, and I believe he still owes about $10 million that he hasn't made in restitution for all the bank fraud he committed. So, I mean, this is Tapper's background to be a quote-unquote journalist. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
It's wisely written. All things come to those who wait. Case in point, it's Matthew's Carol's time. The long drought is over, and you can now quench your thirst and nurture your soul with our heartfelt yet accurate lyrics.
Matthew's Brothers makes our windows all the way up north in Belfast, Maine. Even though we're in New England, we build them to withstand a hurricane. Rain will spatter, teeth will chatter. We trudge on through the blinding snow and get to work. For 165 years, it's a legacy we will not shirk. We know that we're not great singers. We were told to practice and said we did. Still, our carols sound way better than that one from Rennie's or Cars for Kids.
All of us here at Matthews Brothers wish you and your loved ones peace, health, and prosperity, and may you have a wicked awesome 2020.
Matthews Brothers, Matthews Brothers, Matthews with one T. America's oldest window manufacturer, are we?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you want to join us. Bruce from the Met says, H, just saw the swimsuit edition. You're right, but the mug, in my opinion, the mug shot is the money shot. Ah, I disagree, Bruce. I disagree. All right. 844-500-4242. There's another controversy tonight in the sad Democrat field for president. Apparently today, Mike Bloomberg, the billionaire mayor, former mayor of New York City, was on CBS, and he was asked about some of the other candidates. And do you know what he said about Cory Booker? He said he was well-spoken. Kind of like what Joe Biden said about Barack America, as he called him, the first articulate, clean black candidate. So it's he said he was well-spoken. Okay. Cory Booker is not happy, as you...
The next debate is December, and Cory Booker said that it could possibly be, on that debate stage, no one of color, there would be more billionaires in the race than black people. Is that a problem to you?
Cory Booker endorsed me a number of times, and I endorsed Cory Booker a number of times. Mm-hmm. He's very well spoken. He's
to which he responded, I was taken aback by it. It's sort of stunning at times that we are still revisiting these sorts of tired, you know, tropes or the language we have out there that folks, I don't think they understand. The fact is they don't understand is problematic.
I mean, you should be, I mean, that phrase should probably be out of your vocabulary by now, but even more so, it should be out of your vocabulary when she reminds you that he's a person of color.
What? I don't understand what you were just saying.
Well, the reporter, I forget her name, on CBS, she tells Mike Bloomberg that Cory Booker noted that there won't be any people of color in the next debate, most likely.
Yeah.
When you hear that phrase, don't you get a heightened sense of awareness of what you're saying next?
Mm-hmm.
Geez, this is probably going to be a sensitive issue here. I should really be on the ball with this. Mike Bloomberg just completely flubs it in the first 18 syllables.
But I think the thing is, when you're worth $55 billion, you're probably not, and you're a Democrat, because he's been a Democrat now for a number of years. He used to be a Republican. I guess I'll bet he watched his language a little more carefully when he was a Republican and knew he had a target on his back. But he figures he's okay because he's a Democrat, so he can get away with it. He was careless. And let's not forget, too, he's older than Joe Biden. He's the same age as Bernie. He's 78. Bernie and Bloomberg are 78. Biden's a mere 77. And the woman who identified as Native American is a relative spring chicken at the age of 70. 844-500-4242. Let's play, before we go to the Latin Kings, and again, we'll take your calls if you want, 844-500-4242 if you want to talk about Bloomberg or the impeachment inquiry or anything. Let's listen to some of Pelosi last night on the Communist News Network. Cut four, please. Okay.
It's coming.
We'll have it in just a moment. This is Pelosi on CNN last night with Jake Tapper.
We don't agonize, we organize. And we do so in a way that, again, is unifying for a country. It is absolutely imperative. Civilization, as we know it today, is at stake in the next election, and certainly our planet.
This is a woman who lives in a city where it used to be one of the most gracious cities in the world, and now you can't walk more than a few feet in large parts of it without stepping in human feces. I think civilization is already on the ropes in the city by the bay. It doesn't have anything to do with Trump being elected or reelected. The Democrats did this to the city, to a beautiful city. And then, you know, she got into this beef yesterday with James Rosen, who I think has his credentials as a journalist in order. He was surveilled by the banana state, the banana republic deep state, Stasi, Gestapo, KGB cops of the FBI when Obama was president. And yet she's dumping on him because he had the audacity to say, do you hate President Trump? Cut number five.
There was an intense moment this morning when you spoke to reporters. A reporter asked you if you hated President Trump, if that was the motivation for impeachment. You said you don't hate anybody, and you also said don't mess with me when it comes to words like that, the word hate. Can you share why that seemed to elicit such a strong response from you?
Was that a reporter? Is that what reporters do? What reporters do?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that, but it was a reporter with Sinclair News.
Yes, Sinclair. Is that a news story? I was raised a Catholic. My college roommate, Rita Meyer, my college classmate,
here it is.
Mary Beta, are here with me. We were raised, and my dear husband, Paul, and Danny, our friend, Susan, we were raised in a Catholic faith, and the word hate person was just, that just didn't happen. You know, the word hate is a terrible word, but you might reserve it for vanilla ice cream or something like that, but not, I'm a chocolate.
Vanilla ice cream?
But not for a person. And it is, so for him to say that was really disgusting to me. And, of course, he was quoting somebody else.
Congressman Collins, Republican on the judiciary.
But I think that it's a technique, a tactic that they use.
She doesn't use tactics of hate, you know, because she's a Catholic. She was raised to love everybody except for unborn babies. And in some cases, when they're born, for a few hours or days or whatever. But she doesn't hate anybody. And incidentally, James Rosen has a lot more journalistic chops than Jake Tapper does. Jake Tapper's greatest scoop of all time was the dodgy dossier, which was, again, was provided to CNN by his former paymasters. The Clinton campaign. They're the ones who paid for the dossier, which was totally false. And supposedly that's one of the things that's going to be in the IG's report, that the FBI, when they were investigating the dossier before they used it as the basis to get the warrant to wiretap Carter Page and Papadopoulos and everybody else, they had a spreadsheet. And they were trying to confirm everything in the dossier. And it was coming, and they were, most of the statements in the dossier were coming back on the spreadsheet false or unprovable, and yet they still went before the judges, the federal judges, and said, "There's no problem with this dossier; it's totally verified." They lied. They totally lied. 844-500-4242. I don't know if you could tell this, but when she was saying this, you know, there's a problem with Botox, I guess. Maybe if you don't get it, if you don't, you know, keep up with your shots, or maybe as you approach the age of 80, it just doesn't have the same effect. But she started twitching, right? Is that right, Taylor? She started twitching, right?
Yeah, it was this weird convulsion of her face. It was very stroke-like in a very quick manner, but it was a little worse than watching her dentures slip out, you know?
And she was slurring her words at the same time, which is even more alarming, I think. Cut six.
You cannot violate the Constitution in full view.
Violate the Constitution in full view. Okay. 844-500-4242. And again, she's excited. She's very sad about the impeachment process, but she's also very excited. Very excited. 844-500-4242. I don't know if you followed this. I tweeted out the organizational chart that the feds put out yesterday of the Latin Kings in this area. There's 62 mugshots on it. And it's kind of interesting. They describe it as a Hispanic organization, but the top guy on the list is an Italian American from Springfield who reportedly has ties to the Genovese crime family in New York, which runs Springfield, always has, Western Massachusetts. It's interesting that this guy looks like he would be more likely to be an associate of Freddie Gase, the guy who the hitman who killed Whitey Bulger last year in West Virginia in the prison, or Sam Big Nose Kufari, or Bruno, one of those guys. But he's running this this group, and the interesting thing is the U.S. Attorney's Office in the information that they put out, it's 194 pages. I read it this morning. It's pretty interesting. The U.S. Attorney's Office is lighting up lenient state judges for doling out low bails to convicted violent gang members, leaving them free to expand their hold over New Bedford and foster a palpable climate of fear. And apparently the Democrat Pauls have also been attacking him, like Mayor Mitchell in New Bedford. Taylor used to work at the radio station down there, WBSM, which is our affiliate we're on right now. And Taylor, I didn't realize the Democrats were, it's like Springfield, one of our other big affiliates, the local Democrat politicians out there, the district attorney and the mayor, have been criticizing the judges for letting these criminals run amok.
Yeah, that's
these
one
state
thing.
Judges.
I'll give Mitchell a lot of credit for. He's been very vocal about it. I mean, he's called the station before without any prompting, saying, "Look, we've got to do something about these judges. I'd like to make a statement." He and the chief of police, they came out, made a statement, I believe, about a year and a half ago, and it's because we see these people getting released on low level offenses. Because the judge didn't deem them a danger to the community. They didn't pose any threat. They skip out on any bail, and nobody bothers to pick them up.
And here's what Mitchell told your old radio station, our affiliate, WBSM, last year. The continued practice of district court judges releasing violent defendants on limited bail is deeply troubling. It has compromised the safety of our city, negated the hard work of our police officers, and undermined the public's respect for the state judicial system. I didn't have any respect. I don't know about you, but there's one judge that's singled out in the information that was filed yesterday by the FBI, and his name is Mark Howell. He's a superior court judge. He was appointed by Tal Duvall, and he used to work for District Attorney Dan Connolly in Boston. Dan Connolly is the guy, the DA, former DA, who cut the deal to let this African immigrant plead guilty to two violent bank robberies and only serve 7 months, so he couldn't get deported. He didn't get deported, so he went over to South Boston and slit the throats of two anesthesiologists. This is the guy that Howell worked for. Now, Howell has been, he lives in Hingham, by the way. So he goes down to New Bedford and he cuts these gangbangers loose. Is Hingham a lot like New Bedford, Taylor, or not?
I don't know. I've never been to Hingham.
That was a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
It's not really very much like New Bedford. So he lives in Hingham, this beautiful, might as well be a gated community, and he comes down to New Bedford and he cuts this guy loose. It's actually mentioned in the charges, the federal charges that are public documents. So you want to know, how did this guy get to be a judge? He started contributing to people he thought were going to be elected governor in 2002. His first candidate that he started giving big bucks to was Shannon O'Brien. He bet on the wrong horse, okay? 4 years later, he gives big money to Tom Riley. Unfortunately, Tom Riley, as we call him, the attorney general, thought he was going to be the governor and would appoint him to a judgeship. He bet on the wrong guy again in 2006. 2010 rolls around. He's still working for Let Him Go Connolly in Boston. And he contributes to Charlie Baker, Tal Duvall. Tal Duvall loses the race in 2010, but he wins in 2014. And bingo, Halal from Hingham is a judge down in New Bedford, letting at least one Latin king go. You know who else Halal contributed to? He contributed to Felon Finneran, the crooked House Speaker, who was convicted of obstruction of justice. This is the judge. He has a soft spot in his heart, like his boss had a soft spot for this guy who slit this African illegal alien who slit the throats of the two anesthesiologists in South Boston. This is Massachusetts. This is the hall in the halls of justice. The only justice is in the halls. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And again, if you haven't done your Christmas shopping or you're thinking about your Christmas shopping, think about going to HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store, and you can get some great deals for $19.99.
Don't just think about it. Do it.
Go there and do it. Order a proud to be a deplorable T-shirt like the one I'm wearing, and with it you'll get a copy of What Really Happened, the president's favorite book on the 2016 campaign. It's a $35 value for $19.99. There are other deals, three organized crime books I've written about Boston for a $57 value for $19.99. The list price is $58, I guess. You can get two books on the Kennedy family, Century of Scandal and Depravity, Kennedy Babylon, Volumes 1 and 2. That's a $39 value for $19.99. You can get a Dirty Rats T-shirt and the Rat Man book about the trial, conviction, and murder of Whitey Bulger. That's a $35 value. They're great deals, and you can get multiple Christmas gifts out of them, stocking stuffers. Read them yourself. Available now while supplies last, because it's too late to order more. So these are all that we're going to have for the Christmas season, and we're starting to run low on some of them. Check it out. Go to HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. Did you hear about what happened with Jeb Bush? You know, Liz Warren, on one of her recent lies, got caught lying about where her son went to school before he went to college. She said he went to public school. He actually went to private school for more than half of his 12 years. And so they wrote a good story about it. One of the blogs in Washington, conservative blogs, Jeb Bush retweeted it. And this Democrat hack with a press pass who works for NBC News, Jonathan Allen, tweeted out an angry response and said, "This is what it comes down to, attacking politicians' kids." He's a Democrat. This guy is Jonathan Allen is his name. He's a Democrat hack operative who works at NBC. That's how he got the job. He used to work for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz, and he also worked for Paul Sarbanes, the senator from Maryland. So he's just another Tapper, Chuck Todd, George Stephanopoulos hack from the Steno pool at the DNC. And guess what? You go to his website, his bio doesn't include anything about being a Democrat hack. So he lies like Elizabeth Warren lies about her son. And he's criticizing Jeb Bush, of all people. Have a good weekend. I'm Howie Carr.